excellent home opener win today. Real excited for our football team. The number of things we were able to accomplish in getting that first division win, winning the first home game. Offensively, the focus was to be a good, healthy mix of run and pass. We accomplished that today. Defensively, did some really good things. We were able to get them into third down and really just get off the field on third down was probably our, something that we'll need to work on as we move forward. Special teams, once again, a lot of quality work. Field position was probably, I haven't seen it as I thought was a positive for us. But proud of these guys. It was important for us to take a step today. We improved as a team. Stacking success one by one. We're 2-1 going into a bye. I never thought I'd say this, but different of the schedule that we have. It's week three is after the third game. It's a great time to have a bye because we need it. So, and that's where we are. But on another note, I think it's important to recognize our young players. Really proud of our guys. We had 13 first year players playing the game today. We had 9 of them on defense and. They got a lot of opportunities, and with that, we'll be a much better team as we move forward. So we got a lot done today. It was excellent home opener win for us. With that, I'll take your questions.
How much of the injuries on defense kind of tie your guys' hands, you think?
Well, once again, I'm in here to talk about I'm going to tell you exactly what I told the team last night. This is about who's playing, and it's injuries are unfortunate. It's part of this business. You never want to see your players go through it. But we knew the challenge was coming in here, and we needed our veteran players to step up. We needed younger players to step up, and we had a combination of that today. And from that, we're a much better team right now than we were when we woke up this morning. That's how I feel about it.
Your offense just dominated the first half of the ball and down the field. What do you think the key was getting that
ball? Well, just execution. I thought our players did an excellent job throughout the week. I really liked Thursday's practice. Saturday's practice wasn't quite what it needed to be. We'll get that corrected the next time we have a Saturday practice. But I thought they were dialed in. We were playing against a team that has an explosive offense. So it was important for us to have a healthy run and pass mix. That was my thought process throughout the week, and obviously how I called the game. So I just thought our guys executed at a high level. Frankly, it was I thought we'd maybe control the ball a little longer, but we had a lot of explosive plays and played at a real high level, particularly there in the first half.
Did you change your approach much, especially in the passing game?
Did I change it?
Did you change it much, or just?
If anything, we cut it back. I mean, we really haven't. It's week three. It's our third game of the season. If you look at the first 2 weeks, third down has been kind of the spot, and first down early in games the first 2 weeks. But we converted those this week, and we made the most of our series. But with that, we knew we were playing against a top notch offense. Detroit's a heck of an offense, and I thought our defense battled, and we'll learn from this experience. I don't have all the information. Just briefly talk to Pat McKenzie, so there'll be more tests that need to be done.
Did Aaron look a little bit more sharp and comfortable than he had the first 2 weeks?
Aaron played well today. Played very well today.
Mike, you feel good enough about your team to off for a whole week, or you try to get in trouble yet?
Well, I think as we all know, there's CBA rules and as far as how you schedule things and so forth. But we will come in here tomorrow. We'll go through Detroit and make sure we have everything cleaned up, and then we'll go through the schedule then.
Mike, you mentioned that Thursday practice a couple of times now. Was there something specific that you saw that you kind of thought, okay, the offense is ready to do something like this?
Just to me, it's more not about exactly what went right and what went wrong. It's just the way you practice. You go through a training camp, you have a 90-man roster, then you reduce, and it usually takes you a couple weeks to get into the flow. Frankly, I thought we practiced week one going into Jacksonville. That's about as good as I've seen a team practice, and I just think we're getting better. There's some fundamentals. There's some things in the area of fundamentals that popped out of the practice on Thursday, and it's just kind of a reflection of how important the padded work is, in particular – playing against these two defensive tackles, you know, this defensive line with the, you know, just the way they play their front, you know, just to see the combination blocks and the individual drills come together, the fits and the pad level and so forth and footwork. So when you see that, you know, operating at a higher rate of efficiency, and particularly your younger players, you're getting your younger players more work in these padded practices, you improve. And that's what this is all about. So we improved this week in practice, and frankly, our young players got a lot of experience that they normally wouldn't get. So to play that many young guys in week three, you know, we'll definitely benefit from it.
What did you think of Eddie today?
I'm sorry?
What did you think of Eddie today?
I thought Eddie had a nice game. Well, I mean, that's his game. I mean, he's, you know, we want to get him downhill, shoulder square, and give him clean looks. So, you know, and I thought with that, it was important for us to be, you know, relatively balanced run and pass. So I thought Eddie had a nice game.
Two more. Is Demarius okay? What do you see
here? Demarius returned to the game. So, yeah, he looked like he played well in the second half. Yeah, there's a collision. I never saw a replay, so I can't give you specifics.
Big play on the side there.
Thought Jordy played well. I mean, he took advantage of his opportunities. He had a nice day.